This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
With the speed of sound, maybe this is maybe Warp's. There used to be a radio network called Warp, W-A-R-P. I think maybe we could call
They're
this
still
Warp
around.
Speed. Are they really
online?
Are they
online.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Jennifer. As a memory, when we used to, when radio used to really just be radio. Now it's audio here, there, and everywhere. Audio, audio. Wherefore art thou? In this case, you're in the presence of the DJ Veers, Doug, Jen, Victoria, with Kara Schillen at the controls. Good day to you. We have a live radio program in progress. We hope that you will join the conversation as you are either driving along or working along and you hear something and you talk back to the radio. That's a perfect way for you to address some of the things that are going on, including Jennifer's focus on newspaper reading that we want to get into. Then I want to look at the list of what's going on with the candidates for the debate next month. But first, who is reading what, Jennifer?
Well, this is a study that Pew Research does every single year, and it's an assessment of the news media that tracks audiences, economic indicators for a variety of sectors within the U.S. journalism industry. So a couple of key findings. Bad news for newspapers, and I don't think this is a huge stretch for people to believe. U.S. newspaper circulation reached its lowest level since 1940, according to this report. This is for the year 2018, by the way, so this is all information that was released this week, but all about last year's media consumption. Total daily newspaper circulation was an estimated 28.6 million for weekdays and 30.8 million for Sundays in 2018. Those numbers were down 8% during the week, 9% on the weekend from the previous year. And both figures are now below their lowest recorded levels through weekday circulation. The weekday circulation actually passed the threshold once before, but it bounced back up in 2013. Digital circulation, you know, people who get their newspaper delivered to their computers or to their devices, it's a little bit harder to track. It did rise in 2018, but not enough to reverse the decline overall in circulation. So bad news for newspapers. Some good news for cable news. Cable news was kind of a bright spot in what was another down year for the U.S. news media industry's economic fortune. Revenue rose 4% over the past year for Fox, CNN, and MSNBC combined, according to estimates from Kagan, which is a media research group.
For each of the separate networks, or is this all collective? And we don't have any individual.
That number, that 4%, is collective. Overall, in the ratings, Fox seems to do better. MSNBC even does better than CNN. CNN is the one that's sort of in the tank right now.
Surprise. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Cable news revenue has grown by roughly a third, 36% since 2015, with ad revenue up 58% over the same period. So that's the bright spot for the news business. For network TV, their revenue is actually down 6%. So network newscasts are seeing a decline. Local TV, however, good news. If you're a fan of your local newscast, they're still making money. 12% actually increase in revenue. Radio stays relatively the same. It was down about 2% for all news talk, and news talk information stations. So not too much movement when it comes to the talk radio world. Digital ad revenue, that's where people are placing their ads on Facebook and on Google to try to get into the news business there. And Facebook just announced a couple of days ago that they're going to be giving a lot of money to different news providers like the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal and other sources to actually provide Facebook with a new news division. So they can obviously see that there's going to be money there, and they're trying to get involved in more serious news instead of people posting things to timelines, looking at trends and that sort of thing. They'd actually have reporters from more reputable news outlets providing a Facebook news section for them.
All right. So, moving on, I mean, there's not much commentary necessary there unless you ladies feel like you need to I don't see that there's much comment necessary there. It's nothing new. People aren't reading newspapers. I mean, that's the headline. That's the story.
You know, it's really interesting. Yeah, but you know, it's interesting. The New York Post, which gets delivered around the country, it's not just it is a local New York paper, but a lot of people read the New York Post. They just upped their, which is kind of the opposite of what Jen was just saying. They just upped their subscription price. So instead of a dollar for a New York Post, it's now $2. They went up by a whole dollar.
They're doing it because the people that are still reading the newspaper will pay more for it, and that's how they're making the money back from the subscribers that they lose.
Yeah.
Yeah. At any rate, okay, you have a choice to make. Would you like to talk about the Democratic debate or toenail fungus?
Ew.
Your choice.
Is there a difference?
Sorry. See, now, if I made that joke about Trump.
Come on. I let him fly. I let him fly.
Yeah.
All right. So, let's. I don't know. I'd vote for, well, what time is it? The debates. Go ahead.
Really? To qualify for the September Democratic debate, candidate needs to have 2% in four polls and have 130,000 unique donors, with at least 400 donors in 20 different states. Nine candidates have met that criteria thus far, the most recent being Andrew Yang, who reached that high point late in the week. Joe Biden, Beto O'Rourke, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, him too, Senator Amy Klobuchar, Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders, Cory Booker, and Elizabeth Warren are also set to be on the stage. Some of the campaigns that thus far have not qualified tell the Washington Post they're focusing instead on qualifying for the October debate, which has the same requirements. So the next debate scheduled for the 12th and 13th in Houston, 12th, 13th of September. If there are 10 or fewer candidates slated by August 28th, the debate will be held on one night instead of two. Whew. At this point, 10 to 12 are expected to qualify. So that'll be an interesting reality. The candidate closest to crossing the threshold next is Representative Gabbard, who is from Hawaii, right? And people seem to like her. I find her.
She seems to pick up steam every debate.
Yeah. Yep.
But, you know, isn't it interesting? Marianne Williamson's nowhere in here, even though she's got a lot of money and a lot of donors.
Yeah, well, it's because there's a prejudice against her thinking. There just is.
But her fans are still. Yeah, but it's still. Her. You would think that her supporters would be enough to, you know, have somewhere, but yeah.
Yeah, right. Some business news coming up right after some business of our own here on the DJV program, where it's 14 after the hour. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98, with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So a couple of business items here. Sears and Kmart. How many people still shop at Sears or Kmart? They are owned by the same company. They've closed thousands of stores over the past 6-7 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't even think either of them exist near me right now.
There are only 400
Sears near us, and that's it. No Kmarts anymore.
Yep. There are 425 stores left in the country, and 21 of them will close in October, which seems kind of strange. Why don't they wait until after Christmas to close them? But the reason for it, the cash flow and the way... The company is run by a guy who's a real estate hedge fund guy. He doesn't know anything about retail. Doesn't know anything.
All major
about
companies are now owned by hedge funds.
And so they're
Barney's
the
is declaring bankruptcy. In the city.
Yep.
And
yep.
Nordstrom is now owned by my friend works for a private equity firm. They own Nordstrom.
Yep.
It's all these hedge fund guys that just go in and they buy retail, and then they usually ruin it because they have no idea what they're doing.
Well, it's not only that.
They're just all numbers.
There's a method to their madness to a point. There are huge, huge values assessed to the locations where these stores are. If you look at Barney's, for example, and the real estate, leases and the land that they own are worth hundreds of millions of dollars. So these guys go in, they play, they tinker, they fiddle, they run the stores for a while, but their real interest is in liquidating the assets of the stores and then approaching other businesses or putting up own businesses on the real estate. The leases are fabulously, you can say what you want about mall shopping, but there still is, there are lines at every mall pretty much depending on location. But in every major city, there are people waiting to get into these locations. So this is purely a money play, which is so sad. I mean, when I think about Sears, Kmart, I never gave a damn about. But Sears, there's something really American. There's something really sort of almost old school about Sears.
You know, I used to really like Sears.
That's the problem. It is too old school.
Yeah, but there was one in the mall near my house when I was growing up, and it used to be really nice. And then I don't know if they came under new ownership or what happened. But
they completely
reorganized the store. And we always talk about Target and how nice it is to go in because it's so easy to find stuff. Everything is laid out really well. And Sears, 10 years ago, they just changed the complete organization of how the store was laid out. And
after that,
I never wanted to go again because you just couldn't find anything.
There was a great Sears store in Santa Monica that I used to. It was right at the corner of where the Pacific Coast Highway joins the 10, and it just up above there, you could see it from the highway, and then you go downtown. And it was, I don't know, it was about going into that store.
So where do you go buy a dishwasher now that Sears is gone?
Yeah, you go to Home Depot, you can buy them there. Or
Depot and Lowe's.
Not as fun.
Wait a minute, how about you go to the local retailer in your community? There's always
there
a local retailer. There is
in my area.
Really?
There's one around here, and my dad is friends with the guy who owns it, and he does gangbuster business. So
yeah. People are
he's
fed
like
up
a
with
multimillionaire.
They go buy these... this stuff from the big box stores and something happens to it, where do you go to get it fixed? Hello?
Yeah.
You can't find anybody. I bought a generator a couple of months ago and it crapped out yesterday. You think I can find somebody to help me fix it? No. One of the guys bought it online. Never do that again. Never, ever will I do it again. You can't, and they're doing you a big favor. They want to send you to the website. Well, you know how that works with me.
They send you to the website so you can fix your own generator?
Yeah. How does that work?
Right. Yeah, right.
That's
exactly.
Never going to happen.
Yeah.
No. It's not gonna, well, my guys will figure it out. John will figure it out. But still.
But if you don't have a farmhand.
Right. Who knows how to
payroll.
Get at it.
On hand. Yeah. Right. You don't have a farmhand on hand.
A farmhand on hand. Anyway, so that's
there. There's a new business idea for you, Doug. Get your guys, lend them out like TaskRabbit on an app.
Right. I need one more business like I need another you-know-what. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I don't want to be the last man standing. So wait a minute, maybe I do. If you don't mind, I'll start a new line. Decide after thinking it through.
Listen to how unique his voice is.
In such a hurry, like heaven waiting for you.
And for the way he's lived his life, Willie Nelson's voice, even at 86, is so smooth. It really is smooth. But his trouble in Nelson land, he sent out a tweet to fans that he has to cancel more of his summer tour. Got breathing problems that need to be checked out. After the tweet and doctor visit, his publicist tweeted that Willie won't have to cancel everything. He'll resume the tour next month and appear at Farm Aid in East Troy, Wisconsin on the 21st of September. His tour was set to run for 30 more shows, including a stop on Friday at Grand Rapids. The tour features Alison Krauss opening many of the dates, scheduled to wrap up November 29th in Thackerville, Oklahoma. His rep made a point of mentioning that Willie, founder of the Farm Aid benefit concerts, will actually perform at the festival alongside Neil Young and John Mellencamp, Dave Matthews, Bonnie Raitt. Willie has dealt with several health issues over the past couple of years. Last summer, he canceled his appearance at the Outlaw Music Festival because he was ill. Forced to cancel several dates earlier this year and last year as well. A couple of years ago, he stopped a concert in Salt Lake City after having some respiratory issues. He said, quote, I'm sorry to have to cut the SLC short, show short tonight. The altitude got to me, and I can see that. There are a lot of things that could go wrong with him because of the way he's lived his life. At 86, the fact that he's still as active as he is, he's been a big smoker all of his life, loves his whiskey, and certainly has been no stranger to the benefits of cannabis. And so I think all of that stuff has taken its toll. And that's why I marvel at his voice, his smooth. Look at how crackly his face looks from all of that stuff. And yet, and his body looks weak, but his voice is still so smooth. So hold a good thought. You appreciate Willie Nelson. Good thought for him. 26 after the hour here on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Cara, and I, and you now focused in our music foray into the life of Glenn Campbell. This is one of, oh my God, do I love this song. Cara, thank you
this
for joining.
This will stick with you all day long, all right. This song. Crank, it's going to be in your head. Thank you a lot.
All the great. great songs. Wichita Lineman, Southern Knights, finally get to Phoenix. Campbell will soon join a lot of other iconic stars like Johnny Cash and Patsy Cline with a museum and performance venue celebrating his legacy in Nashville. The second anniversary of his death this week, Clearbrook Hospitality announced plans for Glenn Campbell Museum and a rhinestone stage there, corner of Broadway and 2nd Avenue in the heart of Music City. A lot of things going on there. It's a great place to go. You went there, but last winter, didn't you go to? Was it winter?
Yeah, in March for the first time. But loved it. Absolutely loved Nashville.
Yeah. A lot of displays from different stages of his life, his career, including his tenure as a vital part of the group, The Wrecking Crew, which probably has done backing for more pop record hits than any other group, with the exception of the guys in Detroit. I can't remember what they call it, the Funk Brothers or something. I don't forget what the group was, but it's the same thing in Detroit. This group that played for everybody, from Elvis to the Mamas and the Papas. Campbell's string of crossover hits, like the things we were talking about earlier, some of the ones you're listening to, work on TV and film, all represented in this big museum, with the previously unseen artifacts and photos, stage costumes, several of his guitars and some of the other instruments. So this is going to be a cool thing to check out. I'd like to go see it myself.
I like that they have live music every night.
Yeah,
that's very cool.
Yeah. Glenn Campbell Museum, new.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A scare at a Walmart in Springfield, Missouri late yesterday as a man in his 20s wearing body armor and military fatigues walked into the store carrying what police called a tactical rifle. When a Walmart worker pulled the fire alarm, the suspect walked out an emergency door, but this off-duty firefighter, who wishes to be anonymous, held the man at gunpoint until police officers responded.
I've been in public safety for a long time, and even though I'm no longer in public safety, I still feel that I can still protect people if I need to, and that was my intention.
Police still can't say what the suspect's intentions were. America's leading tech companies and Trump administration officials will have a meeting at the White House today where they'll address combating online extremism. The meeting in response to recent deadly mass shootings, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour, the group therapy session continues here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Did I say I was Doug Steffen? You knew that, though, right?
We know.
You know. Okay.
Good. You're infamous.
Oh, really? Speaking of infamy, an infamous marathon cheater has died. We'll talk about that after we figure out what's in your wallet. Everybody get your wallets out. Victoria is going to go through all the things, one by one, that are dirty in your wallet.
Well, for the ladies, here's a question. What do you think is the dirtiest thing in your purse? And it could be your purse itself. It could be the purse itself, too.
I guess either the bottom of my purse or my ATM card, because I use that the most, and I hand it to people.
The ATM card is a good one. I was going to say maybe, like, the handles or something, because you hang it up on a bunch of stuff that you've... I don't know if you probably shouldn't be touching.
Yeah, my guess when I first saw this new study, my guess was the bottom of the purse, because sometimes they don't have hooks at restaurants and you have to put your bag on the floor. But it turns out Jen is correct. Even worse than dollars and coins, your credit card is the most disgusting thing in your wallet. And it turns out
think about where it goes and yes. Everybody touches it.
Where it gets stuck.
Here's, okay, so this is how dirty it is. It's dirtier than a McDonald's door handle.
Ooh.
Think about how many people touch that. And it's even dirtier than a New York City subway pole.
Wasn't there
Let
a story?
That sink in for a second.
Well,
that's how much bacteria
well,
and germs.
Because the people who have been touching McDonald's bathroom doors and subway poles are also touching. They're both touching your card if you're handing it to them. So
they found that that the backside of the card was significantly germier than the front, which makes sense because that's where it swipes a lot. And they said, think about, you know, it used to be that the actual dollars in your or coins in your wallet were the dirtiest, but now as people have transitioned, most people don't really even have cash on them anymore, and so now the credit cards are being used so much that they received a germ score of 285 compared to the cash score was 160 and coins were 136. So
didn't we do
and just for comparison, a Penn Station public bathroom has a germ score of 165, and your credit card is at 285. Let's let that sink in and bust out some antibacterial wipes.
Yeah, you can clean it with that, right?
You can use a UV cleaner, which also cleans cell phones. It gets about 99% of the germs off. Or you can use an antibacterial wipe, and it won't affect the magnetic strip on your card.
Didn't we have a conversation a couple of weeks ago about a woman who stuck a credit card in her vagina, or was that a telephone? Remember?
I think it was a Samsung phone. She was trying to sue Samsung for not...
This could be why you're single, if you don't know the difference between a and a telephone.
Right.
Oh, no, you mean the telephone went in there?
Yeah.
Yes, it was her cell phone, and then she tried to...
Are you
she got a
that
lawyer.
Day.
Yeah, got
yeah she actually tried to sue Samsung for not warning her.
So speaking of not being here, the conversation about the octopus that stung the woman, we were talking about this off the air... And Victoria, and this is what I love about you in many respects. We're going on this matter-of-fact conversation because Karen, Jennifer, and I were in on this conversation. And Victoria says, huh? Who? What? Who? Huh?
An octopus? So, like, what?
What? Hi, Jennifer.
So some woman, we had this story on when you were out. There's some woman who was competing in something and she didn't win it. Because obviously, ding dong, she got tired of competing, and so she sees this this octopus.
It was a fishing.
It was like a fishing thing. Yeah, she was
contest.
Trying to do. And so there's an octopus like laying there. She decided if she wasn't going to win the contest that she was going to be Insta famous and put the picture on Instagram. So she picks up an octopus and puts it on her face for a selfie. Well, she didn't realize that the octopi can actually take a chunk out of
poisonous.
You. And this octopus bit
poisonous.
Her on the face. It bit her, like, right on the chin. And she had to wrestle it off of her.
Oh, my God.
Well, they have, beaks so they can get open crabs and stuff like that.
Which serves her right, by the way.
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying, and I feel bad because she actually suffered. So she didn't go to the doctor after the bite because I don't think she realized that they are poisonous.
Oh.
And so then she started suffering from paralysis. She had swelling, like all this stuff.
God.
And that's why she had to go to the hospital this past week. And that's why people are actually talking about the story now. It got more social media traction. Because
can you imagine you go to the hospital and they're like, what's the problem, ma'am? I put an octopus on my face and it bit me.
My face.
Why did you do that?
Your insurance doesn't cover that.
Right.
Insurance doesn't cover stupidity. Ooh, we like that. Was very good, Victoria.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. How many people remember Rosie Ruiz? Not Rosie the Riveter, but Rosie Ruiz.
I can't say I've ever heard that name.
Okay. The name... If nothing else, maybe in the Boston area, it's more synonymous with cheating than any place else. She died this past week, and she'd had breast cancer. That isn't the story, though. She was the first woman to cross the finish line on the Boston Marathon in 1980, and the record time was 2 hours, 31 minutes, 56 seconds. She had run in the New York Marathon, her first marathon, and she finished that in less than 3 hours. So that's what qualified her for the Boston Marathon. And then she decided that she really wanted to make a name for herself. So she runs in the marathon. And when she gets to the point in Newton where the subway, the T, picks up along the tracks, she jumps on the T and follows it almost to the end, because that particular line runs from Newton all the way into the Prudential Center, or very close to the Prudential Center, which is the end of the race, end of the line. So she jumped on the train and rode the train to about 400 yards before the end of the race, jumps off the train and continues to run. Nobody caught her, at least not at first. But then they started looking at how strong. She'd only run in two marathons. How'd she do it in 2 hours and 31 minutes? And they
figured out... breaking a sweat.
Well, yeah, right. Apparently the giveaway, she wasn't sweaty, and she lifted her arms up, and her armpits were dry, and someone was a little suspicious of that.
Right, yeah. So the last half mile, she's jumping back into the race, and, of course, that attracted some attention. Anyway, it just sort of... But she was probably the most famous cheater in the history of modern-day sports, other than the guys who juice themselves or... I mean, think about all of the other... Now that I just said that, I'm wondering about what other cheaters can we come up with? The guy...
Lance Armstrong is the one that I would think of.
Yeah,
right?
Right.
There.
Yeah, the juicing. Was there ever a settlement to the football thing with Tom Brady and the whether they were deflated or not? Does anybody ever know? Whatever happened to that?
I think he had to pay, didn't he?
He got fined, but he got a bonus from the team, so it covered the fine.
Yeah, right.
That was it.
So essentially, he didn't lose any money.
Rosie, I still think that's a bunch of junk.
Talking to Fred
Dreyer about that, he said that
works quarterback at CRM with Jennifer and her dad.
He does, and former football player, Rams, actually a Patriot for about 10 seconds,
right.
And Giants, most notably the Rams and the Giants. And he said that most quarterbacks will always go for the ball that feels most comfortable to them. Like, you know, it's always, you're going, when you're throwing in cold, which a lot of them do, your fingers start to kind of crunch up. And so a lot of them will look to a more deflated ball because it's just easier to grab, especially under certain conditions. So, I don't know. He doesn't think there was much to it. He thought it was a target of Tom Brady.
Right. All right. Up next, a focus on travel advisories. You'll, especially after this past week's violence, there have been a number of countries who have said, including Venezuela, I don't want to give the story away, but I mean, some of it's laughable. But we'll get to that in a matter of moments. Here, 43 after on the DJV program.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Whether you're 13 or 30, anyone can be affected by depression.
It's a very real diagnosis, and it's different in adults and kids.
A typical adult symptom may include the classic depressed mood, says Dr. Marcy Billings.
In a child or adolescent, you might see more irritability, cranky behavior, isolative behavior.
The challenge is that it also can be typical teen behavior. Dr. Billings says it's the change in their normal behavior that can be concerning.
They used to want to hang out with friends. Now they're not. Grades are suffering. They're struggling to get done what they normally do every day. They're tired all the time. They can have sleep problems. They can have eating problems.
Weight loss in adults is a common sign of depression, but can be different in kids.
You might see that they're not gaining weight appropriately.
The good news is that there are treatment options. A good place to start is talking with your primary care provider. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
Baseball season is in full swing.
Popcorn. Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super Poly Grip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
Poly Grip. Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polident.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
DJV program. Okay, so we all know that there's trouble in paradise here. Travel issues, travel warnings issued. Now, the United States, it seems to me, is a haven, or always has been a haven, for people to come. People love to vacation here. They want to come visit. They aspire to live here. I thought it was interesting that Venezuela and Uruguay are among the first nations to warn their citizens about the risks of traveling. It is kind of a joke, but then again, it's not really.
A joke for Venezuela. But
yeah, it is. Uruguay.
But that's just a political, you know, we cut off their funding, so that's their retaliation. Yeah, yeah.
But the Japanese consulate in Detroit also had something to say to Japanese residents. Be careful, because there are a lot of gunfire incidents in the United States, Canada, and Ireland, warning their citizens of a number of shootings in our country. Germany warning of increased risk of politically motivated violence in America. Italy warning of periodic serious firearms incidents in America. In England, they mentioned the threat of terrorist attacks. Over here, New Zealand, an advisory for travel to the U.S. Since last year, actually, citing a number of mass shootings, like the Las Vegas shooting, Santa Fe shooting, Texas shooting. So this is hurting tourism. It's bound to hurt tourism, all of this stuff. If nothing else motivates us to do something about it, maybe that's as crass as you can get, but I think it's very interesting. I don't remember, Amnesty International says people around the world should exercise caution when you travel anywhere in the United States. Wow, that's a pretty
And that's the first time statement. That they've ever made a statement that. Like that. So, right. Yeah, right. It's... Well, it's just, you know, I think that we're in a bubble, and we're all, you know, I think everyone's on edge in across the country, and we don't realize, we sometimes forget how the rest of the world perceives us.
When they think a lot of us, they think, though.
Well, when the rest of the world, but forever. Well,
some of it's political.
Mm-hmm. Some of it is, but forever, though, the rest of the world, especially Europe, thinks of America as just guns.
Yeah.
That's been my entire life going to visit my family in England, Ireland, and France. That's what everybody just thinks. Oh, America's got all the guns. Everybody has a gun. That's what they think of us, that everyone
has
a gun.
U.S. issuing a travel warning for Hong Kong following all the violence there. Thought that was an interesting thing.
That's going to hurt their tourism more.
Absolutely.
Because their economy is taking a big hit because of that.
Yeah. And they don't seem to be getting close to figure out how to fix the problem either.
No.
There have been warnings from Australia, UK, Ireland, Japan, Singapore. Don't go traveling there. So stay home and enjoy yourself. 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Our auto expert is here, Nick Miles. We've been discussing, Nick, the ladies of the radio program and me. We've been talking about Maseratis and how the Maseratis seem to be more available. I've always thought Maseratis were a fabulous car, frankly. I sort of dreamed of, I don't really like driving cars, per se, but I have always sort of thought to myself, wouldn't it? Nice car. I'm used to driving Range Rovers. Been driving them for 25 years. So I'm not really much when it comes to a sedan. But if I were going to buy one, I think I'd look at a Maserati. What about you? What's your experience with Maseratis?
Oh, I love Maseratis. You know, they're the only car company that takes the engines from Ferrari and uses them. So you get that big Ferrari roar up front, and you get a lot of sexy Italian styling in back. Who couldn't love that? It's like the mullet of Italy.
Yeah. But they do, now that you mention it, they have that husky, whatever that throttly sound is that comes out of the pipe. It really, they have, that's very unique to them. Yeah, yeah, it's a cool car.
It's the Italian Ferrari sound.
Yeah, you got it. All right, well, let's get back to reality here in America. The most driven vehicle in America, the decision has been, the votes are in, people have done all the addition, and the winner is...
Interestingly enough, the winner is Chevrolet, and when the list came out, it was a Suburban...
Really?
Which is not super, not super surprising. When you have a Suburban, this is a vehicle that can cost you $80,000-$90,000. You don't, you know, you keep it a long time. You drive it for 15 years. So that's what's happening is people are buying these three-row Suburbans. They love them. There isn't anything much that competes with them in the world that has three full-size rows and a full luggage compartment at the back. So if you have 200 kids, they're the perfect thing to use to transport them.
Well, and the thing to note is that the GMC Suburban and the Chevrolet Suburban are the same thing with just a different emblem on it, right? I mean, isn't that pretty much the case now with all GMC stuff? It's the same. It's just a Chevrolet with a different emblem.
GMC is technically the luxury side of Chevrolet, so they're the luxury SUV brand. So you get a little more floofy door panels and steering wheels, and you pay a little more for the Denali trim. And it's for those people who want the neighbors to ooh and ah when they drive their new Suburban or their Yukon down the street.
Yeah, what do we get for gas mileage in one of those tankers?
If you have to ask, you shouldn't be owning one.
That's what I've always heard. That's what people, I said to people, when they asked me about the Rover, I said, what kind of mileage you get? I said, I don't know. I don't care. But, all right, let's see, what else is on this list of the most, and this list was derived how? Where did you come up with this list?
This list came from a company called IC Cars, who did sort of this analysis of sales of millions of cars, of 10-year-old vehicles, to see which were getting the most miles on the clock. Industry average is about 11 to 12,000 miles a year for your car. Mm-hmm. But these vehicles are getting about 15,000 a year on them. So they're definitely the I'll take it for the road trip, I'll take it to school every day, the carpooling car. There's some interesting vehicles on there. There's one minivan that comes down the list, number four, the Honda Odyssey, gets about 14,000 a year on it.
Who drives one of those? My God.
My friend has one. The girl that does all my social media has one, and I ask her how she feels about her car, and she goes, "I'd like to drive it off a cliff."
There you go. That's why I said, "Who drives that stuff?" Hey, the Tesla Model S or Model X is not on the. This is also an interesting list here. I love how you do your research. People are not stealing Teslas. Basically, is that the headline?
Steal a Tesla.
That says something about the car. Says something. Yeah.
The list of cars most and least stolen, kind of interesting. The most stolen, which is sort of what we did the research on, Tesla is not on the list. It's at the very bottom of the list, actually. The last places. The most stolen vehicles, my friend, in the United States are Dodges, like the Chargers with the Hemis and the SRTs and the sporty cars that have big engines and go fast. So it's people want to steal cars which are sexy, fast, they have big engines in them. Interestingly enough, the electric, the plug-ins, those things, nobody wants.
Who cares?
Not even the
I love driving. I'll tell you something. I love Dodge cars. The Charger, the Challenger, they are fun to drive. Great to rent. There he is, Nick Miles, our auto expert. Check out ourautoexpert.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.